Today's as we gather here this evening for the Council's AGM, I am honoured to address you as the outgoing chairpersons from Newry, Mourne and Down District Council. Serving the citizens of this district has been both a privilege and a responsibility that I have been humbled to undertake. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to my Sinn Féin colleagues and all you elected members for entrusting me with this important role over the past year. Your unwavering support has been invaluable and I am truly grateful for it. Thank you to Councillor Sharvin for his support throughout the year as Deputy Chair and for working together so positively. I would like to extend my thanks to the Senior Management Team and all our Council staff across all departments whose hard work and commitment is instrumental in the success of this Council. Your passion for making our district a better and more welcoming place has not gone unnoticed, and I commend you for all your efforts. A special mention must go to Democratic Services Team, Sheila, Sarah, Donna and others for their tireless work in ensuring the efficiency and effectiveness of my time as chairperson. Working alongside these incredible ladies has been a pleasure and I have formed many lasting friendships. Their support and camaraderie have made my role truly memorable. Throughout my tenure, I've had the opportunity to witness firsthand the incredible events and initiatives taking place across our district. It is clear that there's much to be proud of, and I am confident that with the continued support of our council, local groups will be able to provide valuable activities, events and training for years to come. My time as chairperson has been filled with many ups and downs, thankfully more ups. The devastating floods that happened were a challenge, not just for us as a council, but for our many businesses and homeowners. Standing with them and helping them in the clean-up was hard, but as councillors, that's what we are here for, stepping up when it's needed. I can safely say that, hand on heart, we will continue to support our community hereafter. During my time, I have had many memorable experiences, but the most significant highlight for me has been the chance to raise funds for local grassroots organisations. As a passionate advocate for disability, being able to raise over £15,000 for 5 different groups is a moment I will always hold dear. These groups, including Brown Mike Brilliant, Life Changes, Changes Lives, Newry All-Stars Special Olympic Club, Down Friends and Well Lane Warriors, play a crucial role in transforming the lives of individuals and families in our communities. Through my International Women's Day, I've been able to provide financial support to these organisations, enabling them to continue their valuable work, and I thank them for the fantastic work and support they provide and wish them all the very best. Our council has organised exceptional events throughout the district. Participating in these events has been both special and thrilling. Some of the events include Wake the Giant, Patrick's Day celebrations, Christmas light switch-ons and more. As members, it is our responsibility to ensure the continued maintenance and development of these events each year, which plays such joy for our citizens. I extend my best wishes to the incoming chairperson and deputy chairperson as they assume their roles this evening. Leading is a challenging task, but it's truly inspiring to see the progress and growth happening throughout our district. I am confident that they will excel in their new positions and continue to make a positive impact on our community. I would like to finally express my gratitude to my family for their unwavering love, encouragement and ongoing support. Their dedication has been a constant source of strength since my initial election to the council in 2011. Despite the late nights, early mornings and extended periods away from home, they have consistently motivated me to persevere through challenging times in my role. I look forward to taking a bit of time to recharge the batteries and get back to supporting our constituents. And on a final note, I have to say, I met such ordinary people doing such extraordinary things during my time as chair. And I leave you with this thought. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Thank you.
It'll certainly be difficult to follow that, Valerie, but it's been an honour to be Deputy Chair of Nearing Moore and Down District Council for the last 12 months. A year filled with something different every month, starting out in June with welcoming visitors from France to Downpatrick, launching the Seamfield Horse Show at Downpatrick Racecourse, and presenting a gift to the now promoted Ipswich Football Club when they played a pre-season match against Newry. It's not often you get to meet someone that's 100, but I was lucky enough to be meeting more than one over my time as Deputy Chair, and the stories they shared were amazing and will live with me forever. I strive to represent everyone within our district, and I hope I showed that when welcoming a VIP to Mourne Stimlis and Kilkeel, to attending Remembrance Sunday in Downpatrick, and unveiling Dr. O'Connor plaque in Bressbrook. But it was not only visitors from France that I got to meet, and our district has so much untapped potential, with visitors from Massachusetts, Galway and Chicago enjoying what our district has to offer. Some of the key standouts was launching the Living High Streets for Downpatrick, signing off the contract for funding for Newry City Park, and the Christmas light switch on to Downpatrick, Newcastle, Ballinhinch and Ross Trevor. One memory from this year was like a flashback 10 years ago when I was Deputy Chair of Down District Council, and that was leading the St Patrick's Parade through Downpatrick. But unfortunately, the camera could not hide the grey since 2014. I want to congratulate Valerie on her year as chair and for the friendship throughout. Also, a thank you to my SLP colleagues for supporting me in my role over the last 12 months. There is one key theme throughout the events that I represented the council at, and it was the warm welcome by the community, event organisers and council officers. A special thank you to all the staff across council, particularly Democratic Services, for their support, and thankfully not too many short notice requests coming in. You'll get used to that for the incoming chair and deputy chair. As I hand over to the incoming deputy chair, I got to attend my last event this morning at Downledge Centre with a group of people who are now being active, you'll get used to saying that as well, through line dancing and many other classes. But sadly, we don't have time tonight for me to show the new dancing skills that I've acquired, but only to say and wish the incoming chair and deputy chair of council the very best of luck for your year ahead. Thank you.
Do you have any apologies?
Yep. Chair, we have apologies from Councillors Brennan, Clark, Kyle, Jackson, McGuinness, Declan Murphy, Rice and Ruan.
And one from Josephine Kelly as well. Any declarations of interest?
Sorry, Chair, are we allowed to come in now and just pay tribute to the work that you've both done, or is that later on the agenda? Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chair. I suppose just a big thanks, Valerie, and a massive well done for a really successful. At me now? Apologies. So it was just, Valerie, a big thanks from our group and for a really successful year. And maybe not tell you again, give it an amazing personality. I think we've got to that point. But I mean, you've applied that same personality to your role as chairperson. I know that your door was always open to us as a party, and we very much appreciated that. So thank you so much for all that you've done on behalf of the SDLP, and really hope you get to put your feet up now and get a well-deserved break and a wee trip away to the sunshine. Thank you, Valerie. And can I also say something regarding the deputy chair now, or is that okay?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to mention that. I suppose it's a big thanks, Gareth, to you on behalf of our group in supporting Valerie throughout the year. You were always on hand to step in, and you're trusted to do the job that needs to be done with efficiency and class. So as a group, we're really grateful for the contributions you've made, but we're not hoping you get a break. You get a break on the 5th of July, whenever things are a wee bit calmer for us all. But thanks to you both. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, just on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, and just to say thank you, Val, for leading the way in the district over the last year. We all know in the background the amount of hours you put in and the amount of miles that you travelled, and it's very much appreciated. And, you know, we're very, very proud of you tonight as you hand over. And also, Councillor Sharvin, I'm sure you did a wee bit of work in the background as well. So well done to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. First of all, Valerie, I know you've had a very busy year, CL, and I was delighted to welcome you to Mourne Stimulus towards the end of your term. And just to let everybody know, I didn't know Valerie could go on a trampoline and jump as high as she could jump. The very new trampoline that Valerie jumped, nobody thinks she forgot to take her shoes off. But instead of that, Valerie, you've had an excellent year, so you have. You've been at quite a number of things, and one of the highlights was the sports award. Remember, I was just sitting there, and Marie jumped to her feet, and I've never seen anybody move. It was quite. She left it to her dinner plate, and here was the biggest spider ever you'd seen underneath. But I can remember that well, so I can. But instead of that, congratulations on a very successful year. And Gareth, I think the hairdo did the world a good. I give him advice at the start of the year to get a good haircut. I mean, that has stood till I've all year. So you've done a great job, and thank you for coming along whenever we had our VIP at Mourne Stimulus. So thank you, and congratulations on all your work too. Thank you.
Sir Taylor.
Yep, thanks, Chair. Just want to offer off my congratulations to both you, Valerie, and to you, Gareth. You certainly have given the job, the roles that you've been given over the last year, you're, you know, the full vigour that it deserves. And it is an enjoyable role to get round the community and see all that's good and all that's great about our district. And I think that's probably the most key part of the role. You know, we all know in our hearts how special a district is and how special a place we are in it. But whenever you do the job that you do firsthand, you get to see that day and daily. So it's certainly a great honour to be in that position to be able to do that. And it does take a lot of time away from family and a lot of other things that you would normally prioritise. But certainly, both of you have given the role everything you can. So I just want to offer you best wishes. You'll both obviously still be in the chamber, and there'll be times where you've got plenty of rows to deal with over the last 12 months, and you've both handled them well whenever they arose. But certainly, enjoy a bit of a break if you can. I know we're in the middle of an election, and that doesn't help things, but certainly if you can get that bit of time, take the time out and spend it with your family, and just time to get a well-earned rest, because you both deserve that. So best wishes, you know, as you leave the role, and I suppose, I don't know if we're allowed to congratulate on you. Not at this stage anyway, so I'm not saying anything. But best wishes to both of you anyway, so cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks for Teresa. Thank you, Chair. I just want to reiterate what everybody's already said. You've been a fantastic chair. I actually thought you were one of a clone, because every event that I went to, you were there too, and you always had a smile on your face. And I think last Wednesday was a little Amal, and then meeting you in the evening again, it was really apparent just how hard the job, but enjoyable the job can be. So thank you very much for being a wonderful representation for the council. Gareth, Councillor Sharvin, same to you. Thank you very much for your hard work over this last term. Thank you. Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, Valerie, I just concur with everything that has been said. I want to thank you for your leadership over the past year. You, to me, always struck me as a person that went about your business in a quiet, unassuming way. You were a very dignified chairperson, if you don't mind me saying. You were an excellent ambassador for the district, and you had a very successful year, and I want to congratulate you as you depart the chair tonight, and thank you to Gareth for his stewardship throughout the year as well, and the event that he turned up in first ever last Christmas was much appreciated. Thank you.
And I hand over to Marie. Okay, so this is the item three, and it's to appoint members to the statutory positions of responsibility. Can I ask the nominating officer for the SDLP the nomination for chairperson of council?
Thank you. Marie, it's my absolute pleasure on behalf of our SDLP group to nominate Councillor Pete Byrne to the role of chairperson for the incoming year. Pete's been a councillor since 2016, having replaced the outstanding lady that was Geraldine Donnelly, as we all know, a very tough act to follow. However, since 2016, Pete has not only fought for the people of Sligo, he's made a huge mark on this chamber and the district as a whole. I have no doubt that Pete will do an incredible job in the role, and I really look forward to the year ahead, Pete. So the best of luck from our group. We're all immensely proud of you. Thank you, Chair.
And can I ask for a seconder just for that proposal?
Yes.
Councillor Sharvin, thank you. And then can I call on the nominating officer for the Alliance Party for the nomination for the Deputy Chairperson of Council?
The nomination for the Deputy Chair is Councillor Lee Surgener.
Sorry, Chair. Oh, can I just check? The nominating officer is listed as Councillor Lee Surgener himself. It is very clear. It's protocol, so it's okay. It's okay. So you have to nominate yourself, Councillor Lee Surgener. So can you do that for the record?
It'll be myself.
Thank you. And can I have a seconder for that as well? Thank you. I don't know if you want to say anything, Councillor Truesdale. Do you want to say anything, Councillor Truesdale, on that?
I'd just like to wish Councillor Surgener all the best for the incoming year. I'm sure you will see possibly a very different tone from Councillor Sharvin, but we all bring our own qualities. So welcome and well done. Thank you.
Thank you. So now we formally change over the chair and vice chair. So we ask the new chair and vice chair to come forward. And just on behalf of the senior management team, we want to thank both the chair and vice chair. They've been brilliant to work with over the last year. So thank you very much.
All right, sure.
And enjoy the break if you get one.
Have you seen how quick I can run?
Glenn, if I can get through this year without using the hammer, it'll be a good year. I want to start by thanking the outgoing chair and deputy chair Valerie Hart and Garrett Sharvin. With a combined commitment to public service in this chamber of 23 years, your experience has shone throughout the last year as you both carried out your respective roles with professionalism, dignity and respect. Within this chamber, you make personal connections with people across different political parties. And for me, Valerie, you are someone I have always enjoyed working with, always enjoyed speaking to, and I wish you all the best as you get a well-deserved break after a fantastic year as chairperson. I can say the same about my colleague Garrett. You've always been a great sounding board for me since I joined the council. Your work ethic, both as a councillor and as deputy chair over the last year, is simply inspiring. I would wish you well in taking a short break, but given you're taking over as the SDLP group leader, I know you'll be as busy as ever in the year ahead. Congratulations to Councillor David Lee Suringer on your nomination to the role of deputy chairperson. I look forward to working positively with you in our respective roles in the year ahead. I want to thank my colleagues in the SDLP for nominating me as chair for the year ahead. The confidence and trust shown to me from my council group and from the wider Nearly an Armagh constituency is humbling. I'll work tirelessly over the next year to repay that support. I'm honoured to be the first SDLP chairperson of this council from the Sligo-Allan area and genuinely grateful to follow in the footsteps of some of my esteemed past colleagues, especially my party colleague and former councillor, Councillor John Feehan, who's sitting at the back of the room, who last held the position for the SDLP in the Sligo-Allan area of Mayor of the Legacy Nearly Mourne Council 15 years ago. It's a privilege for me to follow in your footsteps and represent not just my rural community of South Armagh, but the whole district as your first citizen. Driving to this meeting, I reflected on my last year's 8 years as a councillor and how I never actually envisaged myself taking up the civic position of chairperson. But as I do so today, the magnitude of holding the position is not lost on me. I wish I could go back to that teenager who was terrified that he would have to leave this place to fit in and show him what is actually possible. A teenager who didn't see the LGBT role models in important positions in public life that would have helped ease his burden and show him that nothing, you've nothing to fear by just being your true self. Visibility is vital for so many of us in the LGBT community. And for so many young people growing up across communities today, I'm glad that, with the support of my husband at the back of the room today, that I can play my small part in promoting the LGBT community by taking up this role, and equally to David in your role as Deputy Chair. I want to use my voice to make sure that your voice is heard, that you feel safe and included within your community. I recognise the struggles you may be going through, as I've been through them myself, and at times you feel you are on your own. But I want to assure you, you are never alone. Our district is diverse and full of fantastic people doing extraordinary work. Our community, voluntary and charity sectors are the backbone that supports so many marginalised and vulnerable groups across our area, from Sandfield to Gullaville. As chairperson, I am committed to working with and supporting those marginalised groups, to reach out to them, to educate myself, to listen to their stories, and to speak up with them. Protecting the dignity of the human person, whether able or disabled, young or old, gay or straight, rich or poor, is vital if we're going to build a truly equal society. Human dignity is not relative to social status, nor to physical or intellectual performance. It is simply having respect for each and every person in our community, recognising their capacities and their ambitions. Too many people feel left out and left behind. I want to be a positive voice for them, a champion for inclusion, a theme that I will be passionately pursuing as chairperson over the coming year. My role in supporting local charities will no doubt develop over the early months, but one which is close to my heart and will be one of my nominated charities this year is Crinmurra. The work that they do to help individuals and families across this district struggling with addiction is simply life-saving. As chairperson, I want to repay them for the support that they give my family over the years and to help other families access the support and guidance that they need to navigate addiction and take back control of their lives. It takes great strength and courage to seek support. And some of the strongest people I know in my family have been given the tools to heal and to grow through the fantastic work of every single person involved in Crinmurra. Strong community is where everybody is entitled to the same dignity, respect and opportunities as everybody else. By working together, we can continue to build a strong community in Neary Morn and Down. We have a unique opportunity as a board of council to put this place on the map as an investment destination of choice. As a businessman myself, I want to champion trade and investment into our district. I'm passionate about promoting our area as an integral part of the Dublin-Belfast economic corridor, removing barriers to investment, growing our skills base and strengthening our connectivity by improving cross-border infrastructure links. A better connected, higher skilled corridor allows us to market our district as a globally renowned place to do business. As chairperson, I'm particularly keen to work with the local tourism providers to promote our area as a premier tourism destination on the island, developing a regional strategy with our partners in Louth County Council and working to bring Ireland's ancient east into counties Down and Armagh. An opportunity to build on a shared place for all communities where we celebrate and promote our shared history and our rich heritage. A real driver to reconciliation on our island. All of us in this chamber tonight got into politics to improve our communities, but we cannot do this without the support of council officers and hundreds of members of staff across this council who care as passionately about the area that they live in as much as we do. The best bit of advice I got before becoming a councillor 8 years ago was from the late Geraldine Donnelly, who told me that every day I walk into the council doors, stop and talk to the member of staff on reception, every single day you walk in these doors. Never lose sight that they are a champion for their local community as much as you are. Whether your simple but valuable advice that I've stuck with over the last 8 years. So whether you're chief executive, director, officer, member of staff or councillor, we all strive for our council to be the best area to work, live and raise a family in. Ní neart go cór le chéile. We are stronger when we work together. I look forward to working with you all in the year ahead. Thank you. Just want to call on David to say a few words as well.
Thank you, Chair. I'll keep it very brief. As we enter the second year of this term, I would like to thank once again people of Rowallan for selecting me as their councillor. It continues to be my greatest honour and privilege to serve as councillor. I'd like to pay a tribute to Valerie Hart, the outgoing chair, and Gareth Sharvin as deputy on their positivity, work ethic, and for representing the whole district so well. I'd like to thank my Alliance colleagues for nominating me for the role of deputy chair of Neary Morn Down District Council. I'd also like to thank my husband, Peter, my son, and friends who have supported me along the way, guidance from Patrick Brown, Kelly Armstrong, Nick Matheson, and many other politicians within the party for supporting me. I wish to congratulate Pete Byrne on being appointed as chair of the council for the forthcoming year, and I will support him in his role for the betterment of the district. As deputy chair of council, I look forward to this year as we continue to grow our tourism sector, showcasing our district and her unmatched natural beauty to our visitors from within the island of Ireland and beyond. From KLA, as we near completion of the revitalisation scheme, the Irish Open, to the majestic mountains of the Mourn, my commitment to our businesses affected by the floods and the voluntary community sector are continuing facing funding cuts. All the while, I will remain committed as a Rowallan councillor for a strong DEA, as well as deputy chair for our amazing district council. So, in conclusion, let us go forth with our year stronger than ever before, building on successes of the past and the last. Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to hand over to Marie just to finish the statutory picks of the committees.
Okay, thank you, Chair. And just to wish both the Chair and Vice Chair the very best in the year ahead, and the management team and all staff will be there to work with you. So can I just call on the nominating officer for the DUP for nomination for Chairperson of Economy, Regeneration and Tourism Committee.
Callum Bowsey, Councillor Callum Bowsey, Chair.
I have a seconder.
I'm happy to second.
Thank you. And then can I call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the nomination for Deputy Chairperson of Economy, Regeneration and Tourism Committee.
Councillor Willie Clark.
And can I have a seconder? And then can I call on the nominating officer for the SDLP for the nomination of Chairperson of Active and Healthy Communities Committee.
Councillor Conor Gilbreth.
And a seconder.
I'll second that proposal, Chair. Thank you.
And then the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the nomination for Deputy Chairperson of Active and Healthy Communities.
Councillor Aidan Mallers.
And a seconder. And then the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the nomination for Chairperson of Sustainability and Environment Committee.
Councillor Geraldine Kearns.
And a seconder.
I second.
The nominating officer for the Alliance Party for the nomination for Deputy Chairperson of Sustainability and Environment Committee.
Councillor Dugan Enright.
And a seconder.
I'll second.
Thank you. And then the nominating officer for the Alliance Party for nomination for Chairperson of Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee.
Yep, Councillor Tierna Howie.
And a seconder.
Seconded.
Thank you. And then calling the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the nomination of Deputy Chairperson of Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee.
Councillor Cahill King.
And a seconder. Thank you. And then the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for the nomination for Chairperson of Planning.
Councillor Declan Murphy.
Seconder. Thank you. And the nominating officer for DUP for the nomination for Deputy Chairperson of Planning.
Councillor Glenn Hanna.
And a seconder.
I'll be the second, Chair.
Thank you. That concludes the appointment of members to the statutory positions of responsibility. And then if we just move on to item 5, which is to appoint members to committees. And just to advise members, it has been agreed to use the default method of quota of greatest remainder for appointment to committees, with the remaining 7 positions being allocated by the de Haunt method. So can I first call on the nominating officer for Sinn Féin for their pick?
Flannan.
Okay, thank you. And a seconder. Okay. Nominating officer for the Ulster Unionist Party for first pick.
SPNR.
Thank you. I've just been told we don't need a seconder on these ones. Okay, and then they call for the nominating officer from Councillor Gibbons, independent, for PEC HC, and Councillor Tinley. And then Councillor Taylor from the Ulster Unionist Party for the second PEC.
Sustainability and Environment.
Okay, and then to Councillor Gibbons, independent, for second pick. You need your microphone on, Mark.
SPNR.
ERT is left. Yes, okay. And then Councillor Tinley, independent.
All of it.
Got it. Okay, thank you. So then that just concludes the appointment of members to committees. Just the external bodies and organisations at item 6, can I just advise the nominating officers to submit any amendments to external and or council bodies and boards? Could we ask that we have this with us by no later than 12 o'clock tomorrow, if you haven't already sent those through? And then it's on to the schedule of meetings for the incoming year. Back to you, Chair.
Yep. Item 7 is to agree the schedule of meetings for the incoming year. You all have that on decision time. If we can get a proposal on second for the paper.
So proposed, Chair.
Councillor Andrews. Councillor Hannan. And item 8 is to agree the scheme of allowances available to councillors. Again, in your pack, can I get a proposal on second scheme of allowances? Councillor Bowsey.
Thank you.
Councillor Lewis, the second. That concludes the AGM. Thank you very much for your attendance. The council meeting will be starting in 15 minutes. We'll give you a refreshment break. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Thank you.